Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center from our Orlando Magic Studios. The Magic lose last night in Cleveland, taking on the Cavaliers tomorrow. It'll be the Brooklyn Nets here in town. But I don't want to waste any time with this gentleman on the phone. He spent 15 seasons in the NBA, four right here in City Beautiful from 2000 to 2004, seven-time All-Star from 2001 to 07, two-time scoring champion. And in September, he's going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. It is my pleasure to welcome the Hall of Famer, Tracy McGrady. T-Mac, congrats. Yeah, we're so proud of you, man. Has it sunk in yet, everybody calling you a Hall of Famer?
Not quite, man. I'm still floating. I'm up there on cloud nine still, man. It's just been a wonderful, week, and I'm still in awe of, what transpired last week, and I look forward to September.
I can't wait for the induction. It's fantastic. Again, we couldn't be more proud. And tell us how you found out and what your immediate reaction was.
Well, I was home, home alone, and I was sitting at my kitchen counter watching The Blacklist, and my phone rang, and I saw on my caller ID that it was the Naismith Hall of Fame. So I knew they were going to call me on Tuesday because I was flying out that day, and I knew they were calling me early. So I'm like, I started getting nervous. My mom started, and I answered the phone, and the CEO of the Basketball Hall of Fame was like, congratulations, you made it into the 2017 class. I was like, what?
Wow.
And had him repeat it again and say it slowly so I could try, I could process it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm all excited, and the first person I want to call is my wife because I knew she had a meeting to go to. So I called her, no answer. I text her. I at least thought she'd leave my phone on because she knew I was getting a call that day.
Right.
And she didn't answer, nor did she respond back. So I'm mad that the first person I want to tell is not available. I called my mom, and I told my wife when I left that text, I was like, this is very important. Call me.
Right.
I called my mom, told my mom, and then my wife called me a few hours later when I was out and about, and I declined the call because I was mad that she wasn't the first person. And then she sent me a text message and was like, hey, I called you. How important is it? I was like, don't worry about it. I'll see you when I get home. So I kind of just blew the whole thing. And I finally told her when I got home. She's like, well, why you ain't call me back in turn? I was like, because you didn't answer the phone. Step out of your meeting, what I wanted to tell you first.
This is a big deal. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great story. Speaking with Tracy McGrady, going into the Hall of Fame here later in this summer. So for someone growing up in Auburndale, getting to become an NBA player, getting to play for his Magic that he grew up watching, and now seeing his bust going into the Hall of Fame in a few months, how surreal is this whole thing, Tracy?
It is exactly what you said. It is so surreal. I couldn't have written the script a little bit. I couldn't have written the script better. I tell you, man, just growing up, watching the Magic when they first got to Orlando, and when they drafted my favorite player, Penny Hardaway, that was a dream of mine, was to play for the Magic.
Right.
And I remember back, my last season in Toronto, and we played against the Magic. Doc Rivers was the coach. He was like, hey, man, it's nice and warm down there. I know it ain't too far from home. So, when I had the opportunity to play for them, it was no question in my mind that, I was going to make that happen. And I tell you, man, the decision was perfect, got an opportunity to play in front of, some great fans. My family and my friends had the opportunity to see me play night in and night out. And that was so comforting to me. And the organization's first-class organization, the Boss family, they treated me well. And I had a tremendous time down there.
Well, two-time scoring champion, some of your best years statistically here in City Beautiful. And I know I've heard you say it before. You felt for 4 years, T, that you were unguardable. And I watched it night in and night out, and that is absolutely true.
Yeah, you know, it was just a process of, you know, learning the game and learning a lot about myself and what I can put my body and my mind through, and really just not having any limits on my skill set. And I wanted to elevate that and exhaust every aspect of the talent and possibility of being this great player. And, you know, I reached that point when I was in Orlando. Each year I continued to get better. And I'll tell you, that year I averaged 32. It just seems like, you know, everything just came together, man. And the game was so slow to me. Everything that I did in the off season, you know, preparing for that upcoming season, I put it in to play during that season, and the game just seemed so slow, and I was able to maneuver and do whatever I wanted to do on the basketball court.
Well, it certainly came across that way, and there's no question it certainly had that effect. How proud were you, Tracy, of the comparisons to Penny when you put on that number one jersey with the Orlando Magic, and that's what everybody thought, oh my God, this is Penny Hardaway.
You know, listen, man, I idolized that dude. Still to this day, I love me some Penny Hardaway. Like, you couldn't tell me anything of who was better when Penny was at his best. I tried to emulate my game after his. And, you know, it was an honor to have that comparison to Penny, who was, at the time, one of the best players in the league.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I wanted to, like, you know, I sit back and I have, you know, my opinions on who's great and who's just okay. You know, Penny was my guy, so I'm kind of biased on
right.
that opinion.
Sure.
So I'm on this set with Scottie Pippen the other day on our show, The Jump.
Right.
And I wanted to ask Scottie, because Scottie faced him when he was in his prime. I say, Scottie, how good was Penny? He would say, man, that dude was something else. He was like one of the toughest guys I had to guard. And he was like, he was incredible. So to hear Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest of all time, say
that's
that
right.
about it just confirmed what I've always thought about Penny.
No, that's true. So then let me ask you this. Let me ask you to double down on it then. Do you think, would you like to see Penny get a chance to be nominated into the Hall of Fame? Tracy, how great would that be?
I think that would be great. Now, I know the voters will say he probably didn't do it long enough.
Right, right.
But, I mean, Hall of Fame talent for sure, man. It is no question that, you know, had he played longer, he definitely would have been a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, but what he accomplished in that short amount of time.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Speaking with Tracy McGrady, who will go into Springfield, Massachusetts, the Hall of Fame here in September. Okay, so we are claiming you as our own. When you go into the Hall of Fame, I know it's not like baseball and you don't wear a hat or a jersey and you don't have to pick a team. We're claiming you. I know the Houston Rockets are claiming you. I know there's a lot of teams that are going to claim you. But where in your mind, when you're standing up there, will you be thinking about that? Will you be leaning towards the Magic, towards Houston? Do you think about that? What will you be going in as, or have you thought about it?
Well, I've thought about it, but I'm kind of torn in between.
Sure.
Honestly, you know, at Orlando, I have some amazing seasons down there. And I think with Houston, you know, as a team, you know, I think we did some spectacular things, but I don't know, man. I cherish the moments that I played with both of those teams, and they're both close to, you know, my heart. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I go in as.
Sure, sure. Well, both fan bases are equally as proud of you to be in there. So when you think back on your 4 years here, I know you had so much success, and personally, certainly, and two scoring titles. What memories stick out to you? I know we have big games that we remember watching you play, but I'd love to know what some of your biggest memories were.
Some of my biggest memories was, you know, I can remember there was a time, you know, that I felt like, you know, it was too much riding on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Right in and out, because it was, you know, not having Grant Hill, who was another superstar, and you know, to pair us two, I mean, sky was the limit for what we can accomplish as a team. But I can remember a time, it was a lot riding on my shoulders after about 2 or 3 years, and it started to get a little bit too heavy, and I started to get extremely frustrated. And I got a call because I think somebody from afar saw my frustration and what I was going through. And I got a call from NBA legend, Hall of Famer. I won't say his name. I'll keep it, you know, anonymous. But I got a call from him, and he told me, he was like, do not let anybody see your frustration. He was like, I understand the situation that you're in, but he was like, you have to be a leader. Don't let your teammates see you down, see you moping around. He's like, continue pushing, continue striving. He's like, don't get out of that moment that you're in right now because you're playing such great basketball. It's like, don't let that get the best of you. And I thought that was coming from this guy.
Wow.
Calling me was just, you know, a turning point in a season in my career at that time because I started to get frustrated. It was tough when,
oh, sure,
night in and night out, you have to do so much. And I'm, you know, I signed up to be a teammate with Grant Hill.
Right, right.
And it was unfortunate that, you know, he wasn't able to play because of the ankle injury. But, man, I tell you, I just, and even to this day, me and Grant, when we see each other, man, we just look back and what if, man, what if.
Do you think that, do you go down memory lane like that and allow yourself to think about what could have been? I know he's frustrated too and would he wanted nothing more, T-Mac, you know, than to be out there with you. And I know it was hard on him too, but do you allow yourself to go back there and think of that team, how good that team could have been?
Oh, man, Doug, I'm telling you, you know, just think about a team without Grant Hill took a number one seed Detroit team, and we were up 3-1.
Right, exactly right.
And that team, I think, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. They went to the finals that year.
Eastern Conference Finals. You're right. Eastern Conference Finals.
They were damn good. And
don't forget, that was the first year they went to the 7-game format. They went back to the year before. Otherwise, if they'd kept that format, that series was over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, I look back on a series against, like, Milwaukee. You know, we made it tough for them. But, yes, they beat us 3-1. But we made it so tough. And I think if I had Grant Hill, we could have competed for a championship.
I think so, too.
There's no doubt in my mind we could have competed for a championship if I had a healthy Grant Hill.
No, I think you're right, Tracy. And I think the thing that people need to remember, most do, but the ones that don't, is how you elevated your game in the postseason. Over 30 points a game in all three of your playoff series in Orlando. And I think this is interesting, too, because we saw it. It's amazing to look back. And again, not to take anything away from your teammates. Your teammates gave you everything they had, and they were phenomenal, right? And I know you feel that, and they gave you everything they had, but you were the leading scorer going into that series against the Milwaukee Bucks, like you're talking about. And then you only had Darrell Armstrong averaging 13 a game, Mike Miller and Pat Garrity 12 a game after. I mean, and those guys gave you everything you had. Drew Gooden was one, that series in Detroit, you were 30 points a game, he was 14. There were only two in double figures. You'd never had a ton of help. It's obvious, but again, not to knock those guys, they gave you everything they had, but it's amazing you got them there with what you had.
That's facts. That's facts. We're talking about guys that were role players. I mean, I played with some great role players. You know, these guys, heart and hustle was our theme, and they gave that every night. I think a lot of those guys reached their max potential, but their max going up against, you know, Glenn Robinson and Ray Allen and Sam Cassell, you know, Keith Van, you know, like their match still doesn't, you know, elevate to what these guys are able to do. And then you have in Charlotte, DeBaron Davis and Jamal Mashburn. Like, these guys are all-star players, you know, and I'm playing with a great bunch of role players that have to take their play to another level, which they never really had to do that in their career, but
right.
I'm thankful for what those guys gave me with our time together. And, you know, unfortunately, it just didn't work out for us. But I tell you, man, the guys battled their butts off. I appreciate what they did. We were teammates. And Darrell is still, you know, he's one of my favorite teammates. I don't think there was anybody that competed as hard as that guy, night in and night out, with his crazy self and drinking all that coffee before the game. But the facts are the facts.
Right.
My support staff wasn't as strong as a lot of those other guys. And, yes, I did elevate my play in the playoffs, because that's what makes, legends, and that's when you make a name for yourself. And I just got in a different mode when it was playoff time.
Yeah, and it's all that you sure did. You sure did, and it was fun to watch. It was can't miss television. But to your point, you never had the second guy. And the second guy, who knows what this team could have done. Speaking with Tracy McGrady, the Hall of Famer, proud to have him here on the program. And then you go to Houston. Tracy, just take us through your years at Houston and the greats that you got to play with there and how much fun you had as a member of the Rockets.
Oh, man. It was a struggle the first year. Because they traded away so much to have me in, part of their team. So it took some time for us to get the right pieces around me and Yao. And, I think for me it was an adjustment because I'm coming off of two scoring champs, and the way Jeff Van Gundy played was more of a slow tempo type game because we had an inside presence in Yao. So I knew I wasn't going to leave the league in scoring and that I had to sacrifice some of my game to get him involved. So we struggled a little bit the first years, and I struggled because my first time playing with somebody of this caliber, especially inside presence. But I think once we started, adding the right pieces to the two of us, it was so much fun to play because I had an inside presence, and then you had me on the outside, and then we surrounded by shooters and adding Shane Battier. The toughness and Chuck Hayes, getting some young draft picks and Aaron Brooks and Carl Landry and adding Luis Scola. And I tell you, the old man, Dikembe Mutombo.
That's right.
Was a key part to our success.
That's right.
Because Yao was going in and out with his foot injury. And we needed somebody to fill in for Yao. And Dikembe was that defensive presence that we needed. And we accomplished some great things in the regular season, especially that 22-game win streak that we had at the time was, I think, third or fourth in NBA history. That was a historical moment. And it was just a great group of great character guys to play with. And you have two of, Yao and Dikembe, that's in the Hall of Fame.
That's
now,
right.
And then I'll be there in September. So it was awesome.
That's right. That's a great point. And you know what? I had to look at it again because I remember back on November 21st in 05 against the Spurs. I remember you going crazy at the end of that game, but I didn't remember exactly what the number was. It was 13 points in 33 seconds. And I had to watch it again to see if that really happened. And there's so many emotions, Tracy. I'm looking at that. Then you're interviewed by Craig Sager after the game.
Yeah.
I mean, so many emotions, I'm sure. Do you watch that, and what do you remember about that? That's one of the greatest performances of all time.
I've watched it so many times, and I still get filled to this day. And, it's just one of those moments in NBA where, you have that thing they call the unknown for great players. You just never know. And it was just one of those moments where my will took over to win that game, just hitting four threes, a 4-point play and hitting the game winning three. I mean, it's like, if you watch that last play, it was meant for it to happen.
Yes, it was.
It was meant for us to win the game because nobody touched Devin Brown and the ball rolled directly to me. And as you can see, I'm dribbling up the court. I'm looking for my spot. I'm not even thinking about tying the game. I'm going for the win. The whole time, I'm going for the win. And sure enough, man, the basketball gods were on my side that night, knocked it down. And what way to top it off, being interviewed by the great late Craig Sager.
That was fantastic. Well, Tracy, I'm going to let you go, but I know I've said it a couple of times to you, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say it again. Had some great times here. It was a phenomenal ride in Orlando. I know there were some frustrating times, but that did not change how you treated all of us. You were a consummate pro, by far one of our favorites to have ever come through these doors, and I thank you for that because I know it was hard at times, but that didn't affect how you treated everyone, and I think that should not go unnoticed, and I thank you for that.
And to me, Dante, that means a lot. I think, when you can give that compliment about a player, no matter what he goes through throughout his career, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So I appreciate you guys And I will also be in the building tomorrow night.
Oh, nice. Oh, fantastic. Well, then I think they're going to send me over there with a camera, and I look forward to having you for a minute or two on the telecast. Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Well, I look forward to our discussion tomorrow, then.
All right, Fit. Now, did Darrell Armstrong turn you off of coffee, or do you drink coffee?
I do not drink coffee. Not at all.
Good stuff, man. We'll look forward to having you in the building tomorrow. Congrats again, Tracy.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Tracy McGrady, the Hall of Famer, man. I love saying that. Heading into the Hall here in September. He will be in the building here tomorrow night. That is terrific news. And make sure when you come to the game, let's let T-Mac feel the love, because he gave us four unbelievable years here in City Beautiful, and he should certainly be applauded for that. When we come back, we'll be here for about 30 seconds here on Magic Drive Time. Terrific interview with Tracy McGrady. Back in a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
Give your child a pure magic summer with an Orlando Magic Youth Basketball Camp presented by United Healthcare. Choose from more than 20 camps June through August at locations throughout Central Florida. Expert coaches instruct boys and girls ages 6 to 17 through skills, drills, and live games. Every camper also receives a basketball, t-shirt, and ticket to a Magic game. Register now at orlandomagic.com/youth.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game. Aaron Berlin waving feverishly. We got to get a break. I'm not breaking when you have the Hall of Famer on the phone.
That wasn't happening, no.
It wasn't happening.
That was not happening at all.
That leaves us a 1 minute, 40-second segment.
Very precise.
But that doesn't matter. You don't cut a guy like that short. And he was gracious enough to spend that much time with us, and it'll be in the building here tomorrow. So for those that missed it, Tracy McGrady, my guest on the program, and got his thoughts on going into the Hall of Fame, his memories from being in Orlando, and in fact, he revealed that he's going to be at the game tomorrow. So he'll be inside the Amway Center tomorrow when the Magic hosts the Brooklyn Nets. So we will certainly have him on the telecast on Fox Sports Florida, so you can certainly tune into that. If you missed the entire interview or any portion of it, you can go to iTunes, go to Orlando Magic Radio, and you can find it. That'll be loaded up there almost as soon as we get off the air here tonight. That'll be loaded up, and make sure you hear that in its entirety. How about that? I was always, and you've heard it on this show. I've said it a number of times. I've always been a huge T-Mac guy. He's one of my, because he was, as you can hear, he was an unbelievable interview. And that was 4 years of him being the guy. Him being the number one person that everyone wanted to talk to before and after every single game, and he accommodated every interview.
He seems like the perfect guy that you could just go and like watch TV with and hang out with, and he'd tell you stories for days.
Oh, for days, and he's exactly, and he's got a bunch of stories, and I'm just so proud of him, so happy for him. I'm trying to sway him. I want him to be sitting there in September thinking that he's a member of the Orlando Magic.
I don't blame you.
When he goes into the Hall. But I understand him being torn between here and the Houston Rockets. But he did have, facts are facts. He had his best statistical years here in City Beautiful, and we're claiming him. We're claiming him as one of ours. And anyway, congrats to Tracy McGrady. Thanks again for joining us on the program. He'll be in the building tomorrow. We'll have him on the telecast. Have a great night, everybody. Back at it tomorrow on 96.9 The Game.